Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. Today is Friday, November 3rd, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. In today's cyber brief, we're unpacking a digital Pandora's box of cybersecurity breaches and emergent threats that are reshaping the landscape. First up, we'll explore how the upgraded Khazar backdoor Trojan has resurfaced with stealthier moves targeting Ukraine's defense sector. Could your data be a risk from these advanced espionage tactics? Next, we dive into the largest vulnerability in Microsoft Edge. With remote code execution on the table, what does this mean for the everyday user? And in our main segment, we'll unravel the alarming breach by Clop ransomware gang that exposed over 500,000 of US federal employees' email addresses. From the Pentagon to your home office, no one is immune to this cyber chaos. Strap in as we connect the dots between these stories and what they mean for the future of our digital security. It's a session you won't want to miss. First, in our threat landscape overview, we'll examine today's foremost cyber threats. Okta, a significant identity and access management provider, has reported a security breach stemming from Rightway Healthcare, a third-party vendor. The breach, which occurred on September 23rd, was discovered on October 12th. It led to the exfiltration of personal and healthcare data belonging to nearly 5,000 Okta employees spanning from April 2019 through 2020. This incident is confined to Okta's employees and their dependents, with no customer data being affected. Compromised information includes names, social security numbers, and the details regarding health or medical insurance plans. Okta has responded by offering free identity and credit monitoring services to those affected. This breach is the largest in a series of security breaches which Okta has experienced, following recent significant incidents including the compromise of their own systems and a supply chain on their customer 1Password. These events have brought Okta security measures into question, especially their cybersecurity aware customer base. Industry experts suggest that while such incidents could damage trust, the recovery depends on the company's response and commitment to bolstering security. Okta's response has been proactive in supporting affected individuals, but the long-term impact on trust will hinge on their continuous efforts in improving security and preventing future incidents. As of now, Okta has withheld further comments and they're sticking to their initial statements regarding the breach. In our second story, the cybersecurity community is being alerted to a new macOS malware known as Candy Corn, believed to be the work of the notorious Lazarus hacking group from North Korea. This malware specifically targets cryptocurrency engineers by masquerading as members of the cryptocurrency community on Discord channels. The infection begins with a social engineering prompt to download a seemingly legitimate zip file, which in reality contains a Python script initiating the malware's multi-stage infection chain. Elastic researchers have uncovered this campaign and linked it to Lazarus based on similarities with previous attacks, including specific techniques, infrastructure, code signing certificates, and detection rules. Once the victim is duped into running the Python script from the zip file, a download named watcher.py is triggered, which fetches the additional malicious component from a Google Drive URL. This includes Finder tools, a dropper of Sugar Loader, an obfuscated binary that connects with a C2 server to receive the final payload, Candy Corn. Candy Corn, delivered into memory via reflective loading, is a sophisticated backdoor which is capable of various operations, such as file management, system information gathering, and command execution, all while maintaining a low profile to avoid detection. The malware operates as a daemon and waits for commands from the C2 server. To achieve persistence on macOS, Lazarus employs a new technique that hijacks the execution flow of legitimate Discord applications, renaming binaries to conceal its activity. The revelation of Candy Corn signifies Lazarus' continued interest in the cryptocurrency sector for financial motives, and it highlights the group's evolving capabilities in developing stealthy malware that can operate even on macOS systems. In our third article of the threat landscape overview, we have Crimson Security, which details the exposure of a Russian-based criminal reshipping service known as SWAT USA Drop, which is implicated in laundering stolen merchandise through a network of over 1,200 people across the United States. These individuals, referred to as drops, unknowingly or unwillingly receive and forward stolen goods that are bought online with stolen credit card information. Cybercriminals use services like SWAT USA Drop to circumvent shipping restrictions imposed by online retailers to avoid credit card fraud from regions like Eastern Europe, North Africa, and Russia. SWAT USA Drop operates by allowing stuffers, people with stolen card numbers, to pay for the service fee of reshipping the goods. These stuffers buy high-value item electronics with the stolen cards and have them shipped to the drop addresses. The drops then send items to the intended recipients, usually in the regions where the goods were initially not shippable due to fraud risks. The stuffers subsequently sell the stolen goods on a black market. The operation was revealed when SWAT's co-owner Fearless complained on a cybercrime forum about a competing service hacking SWAT and attempting to poach their network. Security firm Hold Security obtained screenshots from SWAT's user panel, which provides insights into its operations and confirmed the vast number of drops in the United States. The report includes a copy of Kareem, a young man from Maryland who was hired through the online job board to reship items and was awaiting a paycheck that would likely never arrive. It also discusses how the reshipping service recruits new drops continually, as they typically cut them off before their first paycheck. The economic impact of such schemes is significant, with an academic study estimating an annual loss of $1.8 billion from reshipping fraud. The breach of SWAT's data also revealed the substantial monthly earnings of the operators, exceeding $100,000 each, and their various operational expenses. Finally, the article teases a follow-up that will delve into real-life identities and activities of Fearless, the principal owner of the SWAT USA Drop, whose financial records and cryptocurrency transactions were among the exposed information. And for our last article of the threat landscape overview, we have Unit 43 threat intelligence researchers from Palo Alto Networks who have alerted the cybersecurity community about an updated version of the Kassar-backed Trojan. This new iteration has improved its ability to avoid detection and disrupt malware analysis tools. The Russia-backed APT known as Pensiversa, which is believed to be associated with the Russian Federal Security Services, has reportedly utilized this updated backdoor to target the Ukraine's defense sector. The Ukrainian CERT confirmed attacks in July, highlighting the attackers' interest in obtaining sensitive information like messages and data from source control and cloud platforms. The enhanced Kassar, a .NET-based Trojan, allows attackers to remotely execute commands and load plugins to extend its functionalities. It also includes a Mac or Unix variant and employs a command and control channel to exfiltrate the data using multiple protocols. Researchers at Unit 42 discovered Kassar's use in 2017 and again in 2022, but its deployment was mostly limited to military or European government targets. The report mentions that there's similarities between Kassar and Sunburst, another Trojan involved in the SolarWinds supply chain attack, with shared features like the UID generation algorithm and the delay between C2 server connections to lower detection risks. The findings from Unit 42 have been corroborated by ESET's senior malware researcher Matthew Foe, who also identified Kassar at South American County's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The backdoor's use of compromised WordPress sites as C2 servers was pointed out as a characteristic tactic of the Turla group. And now for a vulnerability dispatch. Here we're covering a new vulnerability in Microsoft Edge, the popular web browser from Microsoft. The vulnerability is officially referenced as CVE-2023-36022. This is classified as a remote code execution vulnerability, meaning that the attacker could potentially run arbitrary code on the victim's computer. However, it's important to note that the attack requires local access, which means the attacker needs to have access to the victim or trick the user into executing a malicious file. Despite the name remote code execution, the exploit is carried out locally and the user interaction is a must for the attack to be successful. If exploited, the vulnerability could lead to high compromise of data confidentiality. With that said, the integrity and availability impacts are considered low, indicating that the attacker's ability to alter system functions or disrupt services are limited. Microsoft has assessed that the exploitation is less likely, and thankfully, an official fix has been released. The affected versions are 119.0.2151.44 in the stable channel and 118.0.2088.88 in the extended stable channel of Microsoft Edge. Users should update their browser immediately to the latest version to mitigate this risk. And now for our ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. The notorious Russian-speaking ransomware gang, known as the Klopp Group, has compromised the email addresses of approximately 632,000 employees within the United States federal government. These employees span across pivotal departments, including the Defense and Justice Department. This alarming breach stems from a hacking campaign called Move It, which took place earlier this summer. But it didn't stop there. The campaign also targeted other agencies such as the Health and Human Services, Agriculture, and General Service Administration. Details emerged during a report to the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee back in July by the federal cybersecurity officers indicating the gravity of the situation. A deeper look into this incident comes from the report by the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, which was obtained via a Freedom of Information Act request. According to this document, the unauthorized access included not just email addresses, but also links to employee surveys and internal tracking codes. Specifically, the compromised data touched various sectors of the Department of Justice and the Defense Department, including the Air Force, Army, and U.S. Corps of Engineers, and Office of Secretary of Defense, Joint Staff, Defense Agency, and field activities. Despite labeling the breach as a major incident, the Office of Personnel Management initially downplayed the event, stating that the compromised information was generally low sensitivity and not classified. Hackers managed to infiltrate the data by exploiting a vulnerability in the MoveIt system, which was used by Westat Inc., a service provider, for the OPM. The repercussions of this breach are still unfolding, and it emphasizes the relentless threats posed by cybercriminals on government agencies. And that's the signal for the end of our cyber journey today. Keep your systems patched, your network secure, and your data encrypted. Join us again on the Daily Cyber Brief, where we'll dissect the code behind the chaos. Until next time, keep your connections safe and your firewalls up. I'm the Dark Web Detective, powering down. Stay sharp in the cyber world. Over and out.